big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Good morning. Buenos noches, big wigs. Welcome into this week's episode, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world, because we see you guys traveling, okay? We see your worldly, globe-trotting summers that you guys are having, as you should. We respect it, big wigs. It is your girl Dre here. Hi, I missed you. If you've been wondering where Anna is, my co-host, she just touched down in España, okay? Barcelona. Okay, that's a little shout out to Hilaria Baldwin. You guys know. I mean, truly, August is definitely one of the busiest months of the year. There's traveling. So Anna and I are actually taking this week and we ourselves are working. We're twerking. We're traveling. Okay, so there is no fresh new episode this week. But in its place, we are doing a fun little throwback to a couple of our favorite big wig impression chats. So we've got a little Julia, we've got some Kristen, and some other Dolski Walskis, of course. So please enjoy this week's hybrid episode. Side note, though, okay, we do have some new listeners. So I just want to take the opportunity to shout out Big Wigs on YouTube. We have full episodes up. Please subscribe and share clips from your favorite episodes to your socials. Any type of shout out helps us. And we love and adore you. Anna and I will be back next week with a fresh-ass new episode, dolls. But please giggle at this episode in the meantime. And we'll see you back here next week.
We are so back. Hi, doll.
Hi, mom.
How are you?
I am fine. I'm lactating.
Oh, God. I'm sorry I asked.
You should be. What are you up to?
Oh, you know, I have had such a busy day. Corey and I did a little staycation, and we stayed at a cute little, Ritz-Carlton in, you know, 20 minutes away from where we live. We just thought, let's go to a hotel and spice it up.
You guys really do be spicing it up.
Tis the season, doll. Happy holidays. What do you think we should do for the holidays?
I honestly am just going to do things with my family, but I'll come over one night to be with you guys.
Oh, so Christmas Eve. That's two nights, actually, of the holiday.
Yeah. I mean, we'll come for your Christmas party, your annual fiesta.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know what? I ordered we're going to do pigs in a blanket this year.
That's so peasant of you.
I figured, you know what? Maybe you could eat the crust.
No carbs.
You're off carbs and meat.
And sugar.
Oh, wow.
Gluten.
I hope that baby
nursing is okay.
Rocky's fine. What's the theme this year for your party?
The theme is called Riz. It's really just bring your best personality and wear a lot of sparkly clothing.
Okay. I'm probs going to wear lace.
That's actually not sparkles. I was thinking, you know, I was talking to Dolce Domenico, you know, of Dolce & Gabbana. And
of course.
I was saying, you know, I really want something festive. I want to feel very Christmas, but I also want to feel, you know, chic and fabulous.
So you're getting your dress made by Dolce & Gabbana?
Absolutely. You don't think I've given them enough business this year?
Literally, stop. You and Kim need to stop stealing my designer.
Please. They were like, oh, please, Chris, we'd love to make you a dress. It kind of looks like it's green, like a tree, actually. And it's got ornaments.
Your dress has ornaments?
Mm-hmm.
Like martini glasses?
Yeah. It's going to be it's fabulous. It's so amazing, you know?
Okay.
You're going to look at me. You're going to say, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
I'm going to say you have zero riz and all the jizz.
Wait. You should have seen my pajamas this morning.
You're so unhinged. It's crazy.
I'm really just, you know, I'm so blessed. I really take this time of year, I really like to think back at how wonderful all of my kids are doing, even Rob. And
you know, this year, Rob was like, I'm going to stuff all the stockings with socks. And I was like, that's such a good idea. I'm low on my Arthur George.
I really think Arthur George is going to be a really popular sock stocking stuffer this year. For sure. I couldn't even say it. A stocking stuffer. That's a tongue twister.
It is a tongue twister. Wait.
I forgot we did socks. That was such a good idea for Rob.
As he pitter patters around the house.
Yeah.
Well, I've been celebrating Pooshmas. Did you get my bags, my packages?
Oh, we're doing 12 days of Pooshmas.
Yes.
Wow. No, you know, I thought I got them, but they might have gone in the donate pile. I get a lot of Christmas presents this time of year. And okay. I had, you know, the housekeepers, I said, you know what, let's put some out for me and some, you know, we'll put in a pile to donate.
I need you to support me, and I feel like you don't. And 12 days of Pooshmas is like one of the biggest things that we do at Poosh, like all year.
Maybe we should do like six. 12 seems a little excessive for the budgets at Poosh. Maybe we should do like, well, we could do 7 days, you know, or
seven.
Eight, like the Jews.
I want to do 12. It's a round number.
Oh, I have to call Scott. It's Hanukkah.
What are you doing?
I have to wish Scott a happy Hanukkah.
You literally are so deranged. Do hang up the phone.
Oh,
we're not Jewish.
I'm not Jewish, but Scott is. And so we need to respect our family members' religion.
Do you know that Travis is Buddhist? And you need to start being Hamza relaxed.
Wow, I did not know that. Does that make you a Buddhist now?
No.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But I am by association.
Okay, doll. You keep telling yourself.
On the sixth day of Pooshmas, my Santa gave to me a bag of matcha.
Wow. What an exciting time of year for you.
It is such a big day here.
I got a Rolex.
From who?
Corey. I picked it out and I put it on hold and I just said, hey, babe, I need you to pick up my holiday presents. And,
you know, it's so nice that Corey is like getting this Shutterfly pot sponsorship money because now he can buy you a Rolex.
Thank you. Well, I bought it, but he picked it up and that was very nice of Corey to do.
Doing something, I see, because it just looks like he's just lounging around the house doing nothing.
He does so much for me. He massaged my feet this morning and then we did a workout. And
that's
I don't mean,
you know, what we did in the bedroom.
I mean, in the gym.
Have you had your bunions checked out recently?
My bunions? Who do you think I am? Chloe? Talk to her. She wears such high shoes. Her feet are like sores all over the place. What are you getting Travis for Christmas?
I mean, the gift of me is enough, but I'm probably going to get him some new drumsticks.
Drumsticks?
Yeah, they're going to be made from like this like ancient cedar wood.
Oh, wow.
Tibetan monks are going to carve them.
Oh, I know some of them. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been to Tibet. Yeah. It's a really great place. Great fur coats.
No.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple of outfits there before. The fashion in
Tibet. I'm off.
The fashion in Tibet is fabulous.
Not as good as Italy, but yeah.
No, definitely. No one is as good as Italy.
Nobody. What's your favorite Christmas, like, treat?
Oh, my favorite treat. Well, you know what I love? I love the log. What do they call it? The Yule log?
The Yuletide log.
Ugh, I love a good log, you know? Just shove a log into my mouth.
I think it's delicious.
Right? It's like chocolate and cream and
yeah,
cake.
You like that big brown log.
I do. What can I say? I said, Corey, we don't need to go to the bakery this year. I've got my Yuletide log wrapped up upstairs.
Actually, we don't have to wrap anymore. I'm at a certain age. You get to a certain age.
Dashing through the snow.
In a one-horse open log. I would show you, but you're going to yell at me if I...
Yeah, please don't. I'm really busy being a mom.
I know.
Yeah. I've heard. I just want to thank you. You know what? The best part of this year was when you took me to the Blink 182 concert. I want to thank you for that. I thought that was really a really nice thing. You're not very nice. And that was a really nice moment we shared.
You're welcome. And yes, I am. I'm like so thoughtful. We had a great time.
We really did. We heard all the songs.
Do you know like any of Travis's songs now that you've been to the concert?
I know the one, you know, with the...
Yeah, all the small things.
The drums.
Say my name again.
Courtney.
No, the song, you psycho. Oh, okay, we'll have to brush up on those songs before.
I would love to go to another concert. Absolutely. It would be an honor. It really would. Anyway, doll, I hope you'll make it to Christmas because we're expecting you.
Thanks. Or did you invite Caitlin?
No. I know. She's busy. She's got so many grandchildren on her, you know, from other marriages. It's fine.
That's okay, I guess. Whatever. As long as I'm there, Travis is there.
Yeah, everyone should be there. Kimberly's going to be there. And I got gifts for her already. So I can't wait. Can't wait for her to see him.
I'm so glad she's on the top of your list.
She's not. Kylie is.
Of course.
Yeah. Kylie came on top. Kendall's like a close third.
Kendall. And where am I?
You're always my number one born, okay? But you're like 17th on the companies. I mean,
I'm leaving. This is not serving my inner peace anymore.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Got a blast.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. You
Fuck
really
off.
Are.
Okay.
What's up, guys? How are you?
I am fantastic.
You look so hot. I love this hat. It's like so good.
I just got back from Coachella, so I am just feeling country fab.
I used to do that like back when I was in elementary school, but I like haven't gone in so many years. You know, I'm like a mom, so it's like I'm not going to bring my kid to like Coachella. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, but like I'm a mom too, but now I'm dating this younger guy, so I need to like keep it fresh.
Yeah, that's so great. Did you like get rid of your kids or whatever? Like,
well, no, I'm co-parenting, so they're with Jay right now, and so that gives me like some free weekends.
Oh my God, you're so lucky.
Don't you co-parent?
I co-parent. Parent, but like I'm just like always on the clock, you know. I'm like so busy right now. My TV show is coming out, which I wanted to ask you because you like had a TV show.
Yeah, like, girl, I had a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, so my show is gonna be on E, like not to brag, but it's called OMG Fashion. It's like so it's so good. It's so good.
Wait, OMG Fashion, that's like such a fun name. What are you guys doing, like fashion?
Basically just like, turning everything into fashion, which is really just like life, you know, like, like I see that microphone and like it screams hat. I'm just saying.
This microphone?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you like? You want to put it on my head?
I would love to do that.
Are you asking me to be on the show?
You could totally, if we get picked up for season 2, I would absolutely hire you as a guest for sure.
I feel like you totally will because like you're always doing fresh new looks. I'm so consistent. Okay. Are you like into like ropes and bonds?
I am so into ropes, but I got trapped in a wire. Which kind of brought me, I have a lot of trauma from my childhood and I once got wrapped in a wire.
You did? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You have a crazy childhood. I was just like living in Laguna and just like driving a beat up old Toyota.
Yeah, I was like flying like private to go to Coachella, like as a kid.
Wild.
It's pretty wild. Yeah. But now I'm just like normal, you know, like TV show host.
Yeah. You're like doing the damn thing. Okay. Well, I honestly wanted to ask you What are you, Coachella or a Stagecoach?
Oh my God. I like used to do Coachella. So I think I'm like all about Stagecoach.
Now, because it's like different.
Stagecoach is so different. Yeah. Do you know the difference between them? Or like,
I mean, I just showed up at Stagecoach and I was like, okay, this is like country. I live in Nashville. Like, I get it. But
so it was your aesthetic.
Yeah. Like, I fit into the vibe, and so does Montana Boy.
Oh, right. Yeah. Montana's like so country. That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I will say that there is a history. So like Coachella was traditionally just like, you know, like rocker, like punk, like very chill, like cool bands, but like people who just were, you know, doing their own stuff. Like,
right. Lots of- So it's like rock and roll?
Like very original, like pop, you know, sometimes hip hop, like really everything goes at Coachella.
Yeah.
Stagecoach dates back to like the 1940s.
It does?
Yeah.
Wait, oh my God, it has like major history?
Stagecoach.
Oh my God, I just showed up and I was like, okay, like fucking, what's his face? Bubblegum, he was performing.
No, Stagecoach was started by a group of beavers. I swear.
What the fuck are you on right now? Like, I drink tequila, but you're on some other shit.
No, there was this... I'm sorry.
Where are you?
Sometimes when I have too much bleach in my face, I can't talk.
Is this your normal color hair?
Yeah. This week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I love it.
Okay. I'm back. Okay. So this group of beavers, they used to... I can't.
Are we talking about Stagecoach? Or like the Bronx Zoo? Like what is going on?
I'm crying. Okay, I'm sorry. This group of beavers, they were like such iconic musicians.
Oh my God.
They went and they were trying to get to the South.
Okay.
And so they like actually built a stage in this person's like coach, and they were like performing like weekly, and it was so sweet. And then they like finally got their big break.
Oh my God, this is like such a journey. So okay,
yeah, and now they're ghosts, but they sometimes you see them at Stagecoach.
Stop it.
Yes,
girl, I don't do paranormal activity. I like do not.
I do, actually. I was dead once for 12 seconds. And then-
oh my God, you got revived?
Yeah.
Julia, you need to like go on like 60 minutes, bitch.
They offered it to me, but it was not paid. And I was like, ew. Hello. I just like moved.
Yeah, like actually don't do anything for free.
I just cried off all my eyeliner. Is it okay?
Honestly, you like rock it. Wait, were your eyebrows intentional or like what's going on?
Yeah, always match your eyebrows to your hair color.
Oh my God.
I could bleach them for you. I'm like so good at it. It's like insane.
I'll do it. After a couple of tequila shots, I'm like ready to go.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be epic if I bleached Kristen Cavallari's eyebrows live on YouTube? Like that would be sick.
Match that energy. Whatever. I'll do it.
I love that. I'm so matching it. Anyway, yeah. So that was the history of Stagecoach. Sorry, it took me 40 minutes to get through.
You're fine. I also just said Bubblegum was performing. I meant Jelly Roll. You know the Jelly Roll performer?
Yeah.
Country singer.
We're collaborating.
You and Jelly? Dude, that's going to be sick.
I don't know if you heard my new song, but it came out like beyond the like point where they booked Stagecoach.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it next year.
Wait, you're performing at Stagecoach?
Yeah. I got booked to do like next, I guess next spring or whatever.
Oh my God. Okay. That is amazing. Honestly,
you have to come.
I'm coming. You guys know I'm going to Stagecoach every year now. Like I'm obsessed.
Also, I want to know, like, are any of those other like Montana boys like Like, they're kind of cute. Like, are they
single? You're vibing with the Montana boys?
I mean, are they single? Like,
girl, you know, they're so single it hurts.
Have they ever made out with, like, someone who was once dead for 12 seconds?
Like, claims of fame, right?
I know.
No, they're so cute. I mean, they do get a lot of DMs. Like, that's how Montana and I met. We see, like, slid into my DMs. But
I'm, like, never on Instagram. So I honestly, like, I don't even know.
No, you're fine. We can set it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's like so many of them. I can't even keep track.
This is so cool. You know, I don't really have that many girlfriends. Like the only people I meet are at like the shows I go to, like fashion shows and stuff. You know?
I feel like we are more guys girls because girls are like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't see gender, but like I understand. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't see like everyone is just like a person, you know?
Oh, cool. I mean, like, I see that Mark Estes have a six pack and he's a man. So I guess I
don't
see gender.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I see a six pack, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, absolutely. I was just like washing my clothes on that washboard abs. Wait, okay. I don't even know like what Stagecoach was. So I'm like so happy that you gave me the history of that.
It was really just like a place for like people to perform who like love country, but like also like don't really like know how to play country. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's a stage for you to try and get coached.
Oh my God.
I know. I know.
That makes so much sense. It was kind of a misleading name, to be honest. I just kept on thinking of like, I don't know, coach.
Yeah, like coach on a plane.
Yeah.
Coach
bags.
In like sports. Coach bags.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love my coach bag.
Yeah, I mean.
I had one when I was four.
A coach bag?
Yeah, of course. I lived in New York City. Like, I'm not going to, like, not have a coach bag when I'm four.
Same. I had one that was, like, a super old vintage one that my mom gave me, and I wore it to high school, and Dieter loved it.
You should have worn it to Stagecoach.
Girl, I was in a denim tuxedo, which everybody's hating on. They're like, you look so basic, Kristen.
And I'm so
like,
fucking stupid.
Literally.
Denim tuxedo is actually the best outfit anyone could wear.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I have a fashion show on E, so.
And you would know. Exactly. Yeah. Literally, I need you to hype me up all the time because people are trash.
I'm okay. There, girl.
Who else did you like outfit-wise?
Oh, at Stagecoach? Oh, yeah. My God. I, like, actually looked it up. Wait, so I loved, oh, my God, the queen of country, Reba.
Shania Twain.
Reba McEntire.
Oh, my God,
do
I love
her. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
My God, she looked unreal. Wait, hold on. Okay.
Yeah, Reba. Okay. Wow. Oh, my God. She's, like, aging backwards.
She looks so iconic.
Phenomenal.
She wore fringe. She wore leather. She wore denim. Like, really, those are the three big ones.
Yeah.
Like, when you want to look hot. Fringe, leather, and denim.
Fringe, leather, and denim. Yeah. Honestly, you can't go wrong. I love a fringe look.
You actually can't. And I just feel like she's just like such a cool person. Like she's like one of the coaches of Stagecoach.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's one of the, like, she coaches the people. Okay,
yeah.
Amazing.
She's really like up there. So like anything she wears, I'm just like, yeah, that's so cool.
Who is she performing with? I missed her.
Herself. She doesn't need to perform with anyone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry you missed that show. I heard it was
really
good. There's
a million stages and I missed it.
Yeah. Too many stages, not as many coaches. That's just like my take.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Who did you like?
Okay. I was obsessed with L. King.
Oh, yeah.
L. King. She was wearing this purple suit and it had fire flames on it.
Oh my God, I love fire.
Love a pyro.
I like love fire. I feel like we should all just carry around fire. Like it's like such a good accessory for your outfit.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Just like in your hand. Like
I was in Cabo one time and this guy came up to me and he was like, do you want me to fire breathe in your mouth? And I was like, do it.
Oh my God. I feel like you can get pregnant from that.
Oh my God, that's hot.
It's so intense. That's so cool.
And then she had these orange cowgirl boots, and I just thought she just looked fun, you know?
Wow. That is a really good outfit. And that guitar, like, does she play? Because it looks so hot with her outfit.
It does. She's like a country cutie.
Cute. You know who else I loved? Okay.
Do tell.
I thought it was you, but it's Rachel Lindsay. She wore like head to toe denim.
Oh my God. Another denim tuxedo?
I live for a denim tuxedo. Yeah. The trench is like so iconic. I mean, like,
I feel like it was 100 degrees. I don't know how she wore that denim trench, but good for her.
It doesn't matter. Really? Weather is just irrelevant when it comes to your outfit. Like, cool. If I want to wear like a horse's mane and it's like 90 degrees, I'm going to wear a horse's mane.
You're going to do it.
Yeah. And I'm going to breathe fire into your mouth.
It sounds exhausting. I'm very easy. I'm like, I just have the same hair, the same, like.
Girl, change it up. Go like dark next week.
Like all brunette?
Yeah. Oh my God. You look so good if we did like purple.
Girl, I have never done color.
Project.
I look the same that I did back at Laguna Beach, except now I have a middle part, not a side part. I should go purple.
Purple or like orange and purple? Like, I just feel like that's like an energy for you.
That sounds chaotic, but yeah, maybe.
I could do it, you know? I'm like so good at makeovers. It's really ridiculous.
Back to denim. This one, Tanner Adele.
Oh my God, Tanner.
She was giving kind of like, I don't know, homage to like horse racing.
Oh my God, yes.
So she has this like denim top, denim bottoms with like horse.
I should have lent her my horse. I have a horse bag. It's really just like taxidermy. Is that what it's called?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
It's like a full a pony.
It's like a full on pony bag? Oh my God, that would have been perfect.
It would have looked so hot with that outfit.
Yeah, just like assless chaps and a pony bag.
Oh, that's like, if you have a date and you're going out, assless chaps and a pony bag is like absolute, like number one outfit choice for me.
That should be the name of your album. Assless chaps and a pony bag.
That really should. My first song's called Mother, but like, yeah, maybe.
Oh,
like,
so it's not the same vibes?
No, it's not. But thank you.
I mean, that's pretty cool. So anyway, I'm like a huge fan of Stagecoach. I want to go back. I just posted pictures of me and Mark. Did you see them?
Who's Mark?
That's my boyfriend.
Oh my God.
I call him Montana though, so you might not remember the name.
Yeah, I knew the location. I just like forgot the actual name of the guy.
Congrats. Thank you. I mean, the post is like grid official, but here's my thing. We took our picture in front of this massive Ferris wheel. What is the deal with Ferris wheels and festivals?
I don't know. Because when you're on drugs, like the last place I want to be like is like in the air, like
spinning around. Yeah.
Like I'm already doing that on the ground.
It's just not a good look. I mean, I guess it looks cool in pictures, but I'm just like another Ferris wheel. Lame.
Oh my God. I had a friend and she went to Coachella, like I want to say like 2012, 2013.
Right.
When we were like babies. And she got stuck in the Ferris wheel and she didn't come back for fourth grade. And we were all like, where is Julie? And Julie was like stuck in the Ferris wheel at Coachella. Oh,
yeah. True story. Yeah. Did they ever get her out?
I don't know.
Oh my God. SOS, where's Julie?
Literally, she like switched schools and we were all like, okay, whatever. That's like so sad.
It's like really traumatizing for you.
Really is. That's why I don't really like to go. You know, it just like brings back memories of her.
Another reason why we don't need Ferris wheels. Ferris wheels are tough, you guys.
So tough.
Sometimes I take my kids on them, but like I never really want to go on it. So.
My son has never seen, he doesn't even know they exist. I'm going to like keep it that way.
Probably.
Yeah. I only have one kid, so.
I have three.
Three?
Three. It's crazy.
Close your legs, girl. Girl, that's insane.
Girl, I think Jay, I don't know if he told me or not, but I'm pretty sure he tied his tubes.
Oh my God. Guys yeah. do that?
I'm honestly thinking of having kids with Mark, and we'll see where that goes.
More than three?
I might have a fourth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, girl, I commend you. That is pretty impressive. That's crazy.
I know.
Oh my God.
No one knows I have three kids. I hide them on social media, but.
You had them on social media?
No, I hide them. Like, they're not allowed. I don't even show their faces. We're pretty private.
My son's, like, all over my Instagram, but, like, I'm never on. But, like, when I'm on, like, I'm going to show my son because he looks just like me. So I'm like, obviously, I want more me.
Duh.
Yeah. Do your kids look like you?
They do. My daughter, Sailor, has kind of my vibe. But honestly, the boys look just like Jay.
He's hot.
So that's good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's okay.
Sorry.
At one point at a time, I thought he was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we were just kind of donezo, but...
Whatever. You know what? Just, like, take all his stuff and burn it.
Girl, we're past that. I don't have anything of his head. I think I have a jersey.
Do you have a graveyard?
Of what?
In your backyard. I have a graveyard of all of my ex's stuff. It's just, like, it's so fun.
What do you, like, put in it?
All their shit I stole.
Like in a coffin?
Yeah. And then I like bury it in the ground and I put a grave on it and I say all the things I ever wanted to say to them whenever I can.
That is wild.
I think it's like everyone should have a grave for their ex. Like,
only thing I got in my backyard is a goat farm.
It's a what?
I raise goats.
Goats like animals.
Yeah, girl.
Oh my God. I have a goat coat.
Oh my God. I'm going to call PETA on your ass.
No, it's like a really iconic piece. It's like so cool. Scaparelli made it for me and it's like a goat coat, which rhymes.
A
I was like,
goat
yeah.
coat?
Yeah. Yeah,
this really is cool. Wild.
This Listen, is such I got a fun pairing.
It really is. I think we should start a podcast. We'll call it Assless Chaps and what did I say?
And Stagecoat. Assless Chaps and
a pony bag.
A pony bag.
Love it. Match that energy, you guys.
I just love your blonde. I want to say I went blonde this week because I knew I was meeting you.
I love it. Yeah. I don't think you should ever change it.
Thank you so much. I'm going to change it tomorrow.
What?
I don't know. I just like it's girl. Change is good.
I guess so.
Yeah, it really is. It brings a new energy, and then maybe you'll get an ETV show like mine. OMG Fashion premiering May 5th on E!
May 5th?
Yeah.
It's awesome. I don't know if I'm going back on TV, but as you guys know, I have a podcast called... Oh.
I forgot the name.
Mention it all? No.
Doing it all as a mom of three.
Oh my God. It's called Be Honest. It's called Let's Be Honest.
Let's be honest. I could be so honest with you.
You have been, girl.
I have. Yeah.
You have. I need to go like remove some sand from my crevices.
Oh, okay. I need to go and take my son to, we're going to a skateboard park.
Oh my God. You're like mom of the year.
I know. I really am.
Really are. Catch us next time, guys. This has been quite a time of a lot of things. Anyway, rock on, Stagecoach Coachella. Vibe out, right, Jules?
Absolutely. Bye.